Trippy stuff. Agnes Martian in the background, The Observer, Oakland Collective, giving me some pink, mid-70s Pink Floyd vibes. Donna Allen before that with her solo cassette from earlier this year, Spirits in Flight. Western Mass Collective, Stella Cola, brought you Wednesday. And then I started the set with two from Amy DiNio, New York City, and then later Pacific Northwest avant instrumentalist. That was Hopping off of No Elevators and Vomit a Comet off of Never Too Old to Pop a Hole, both from 1988. Tom Dash here, wrapping up the show with some Tripped Out Dreams. We're going to have Frank and Queens wake you up with some hard stuff in about 90 seconds. A happy Thanksgiving to all of those. Hope you get to hang with some friends and family, etc. Eat and drink well. Watch the parade. All that jazz. Tom Dash on the Rock and Soul Stream. We will see you next week. Thanks for hanging, folks. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. that's just the start. Now why don't you love me? 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 Upside down. Tell me, where did I see your face? Was it here or some other place? Yeah, why don't you love me? Why don't you love me? Why don't you love me? Why don't you love me?
heart. Said she found somebody better. Guess I'll have to let her go her own way. Guess that I will have to walk alone. A poem she then did recite. I saw that she walked like an angel. She touched me in the dead of night. And then I felt the wind moving in, a silken silent sound all around. And she touched me as she passed on by my way. Held it to my heart. Said she found somebody better. Guess I'll have to let her go her own way. Guess that I will have to walk
listening to the Hard Stuff program here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. I'm your host, Frank in Queens. Thanks for joining me here on yet another Super Tuesday. The Hard Stuff program can be heard every Super Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Rock and Soul Radio. And as always, thanks to Tom Dash for kicking off the Super Tuesday lineup. Tom can be heard from 4 to 6 p.m. every Super Tuesday. So be sure to get here at 4 for the kickoff and be sure to stay after 7 p.m. when Hard Stuff calls it quits for the evening for the rest of the Super Tuesday lineup. That goes all the way till 11 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. But first, I want to tell you about tonight's first set of music. Last week, we did an all-German band show, partly inspired by some of the new releases that have come out, also partly inspired by some of the stuff I picked up at the WFMU Record Fair a few weeks ago. But this week, we're bringing it back home, so to speak. And tonight's first set of music, at least, all American bands, bands that have created a heavier sound through the use of uniquely American genres such as folk and blues, and turned it into something a little bit different as those styles melded together with, of course, a little bit of good old rock and roll. And some seems to be something that the Texans and the Californians did particularly well. And most of tonight's first set were bands out of Texas and or California. So let me tell you what you heard in tonight's all USA set. And while I'm doing that, of course, you can head on over to our webpage at rockandsoulradio.org. And over there, you can follow along on the Accu playlist. This way you can see what I'm spinning for you in real time as the tunes are playing and hitting your ears. There's also a comments board over there. You can get in on some of the discussion we're having about tonight's music on tonight's program. Once again, rockandsoulradio.org. Speaking of Texas, we ended tonight's first set of music with a band out of San Antonio, Texas. That was the great Bubble Puppy with the track Elizabeth, originally released in 1969 on the band's A Gathering of Promises LP, their lone LP, or at least at the time. Got that off a 2008 reissue put out by the Sundays label. Before Bubble Puppy, we heard from Bubble Puppy again, but this time under the moniker Demian, as they changed their name after they relocated to Los Angeles, California. That was Todd's Tune, originally released on their lone self-titled LP from 1971, newly reissued by the Riding Easy Records label just a matter of weeks ago. And from there, we stayed in California and heard from Weird Herald. The track was called Help Me Find a Way, recorded in 1968, unreleased at the time, unearthed by the Garrison label, and put out earlier this year on an LP called Just Yesterday. They're sounding very much like a late 60s Bay Area band. Most of the material, like as I said, went unreleased at the time, but they did put out two songs on a 7-inch back in 1968. Prior to that, we went back to Texas, this time El Paso, and heard from Wailing Wall. The track was called Flying, originally recorded in 1970, I believe unreleased at the time. Discogs doesn't have an original entry for this band or this album, though I have read elsewhere online that maybe they did put something out. Self-released it back in 1970 anyway, got that from a 2002 release, a self-titled release put out on the Rockadelic label. Before that, another Texas band, Blue Mountain Eagle, with Trivial Sum, the final track on their lone self-titled LP from 1970, got that off the Rhino reissue from 2015. They were formed by ex-Buffalo Springfield member Dewey Martin to be the new Buffalo Springfield, but he was legally forced to change the name, so he chose Blue Mountain Eagle, subsequently fired by the rest of the band before they recorded this lone LP in 1969. After that, we heard from the lone band not from either Texas or California. That was Thunder Duck out of Cleveland, Ohio, with Why Don't You Love Me? Originally released on their second self-released LP, self-titled and self-released LP from 1972. Got that. It's another reissue put out by the Rockadelic Records label back in 1996. And starting off the show, and that set, like we always do, was the theme to the Hard Stuff program. Of course, that was Irish Coffee with the show Part 1, taken off a 1971 German 7-inch on the Pirates label. Not an American band, but as I said, we do start every show with that track. We're going to get back into the music very shortly. On tonight's Hard Stuff program, I want to tell you about something coming up a little bit later this week on Saturday, November 29th, from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Rock and Soul Radio. We got the drop-in, our one-hour weekly guest slot this week. Drop-in presents Sunken Ling's post-Thanksgiving brown liquor and gravy musical Cornucopia. After the feast is over, the kin have left town, and the tryptophan has worn off. It's time to hit the Baca Lounger. Armed with a full rocks glass, a singular lack of ambition, and the rock and soul stream on the 21st century Victrola, toffee notes included. Sunken Ling's done a bunch of drop-ins in the past. They've all been great. I expect that this Saturday will be no exception. So tune in for a radio, that post-Thanksgiving radio feast. Once again, Saturday, November 29th from 6 to 7 p.m. Right here on Rock and Soul Radio. For more information about that and all the other upcoming special programming we have on WFMU and its affiliated streams, you can head on over to wfmu.org/upcoming. All right, back into the music on tonight's program. We're going to go over to the UK for tonight's second set of music, and we're going to hear from some bands that took particular influence from the style of American music we played in tonight's first half. We're going to start this second set off with a band out of Cardiff, Wales. This is Universe with the track Twilight Winter here on the Hard Stuff program on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. We'll be right back.
laying inside me. travel alone. No one wants to share your car. Backtrack on your footsteps till you think you've gone too far. Such a timeless feeling hyperspace turns out to be, giving reason to exist again when looked at in 4D. In a hospital's windows it comes like painted glass. The light is thrown on people who've forgotten how to run, like a bandage for their feelings that reject the world beyond. Giving reason to exist again, you know they've got the wrong. House without windows, in a house where no wind blows, in a house without windows.
Thank you.
It's the Hard Stuff Show here on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Tonight's second set of music featured a trio of UK bands taking particular influence from some of the West Coast and Texan U.S. bands from the late 60s. And while I think it's fair to say that both the U.S. and U.K. have enjoyed a great exchange of musical ideas over the years, the trio of bands in tonight's second set took particular interest in the American folk rock and psych scenes of the late 60s, and I think showcased it at least somewhat in the tracks I've selected for tonight's second set. We ended that second set with a track from Wishbone Ash. That was Phoenix, the closing track of their 1970 self-titled debut. Definitely taking some cues from American folk rock and psych, even if the first album's a rather heavier affair than what they're drawing from. Before Wishbone Ash, we heard from Mighty Baby, often referred to as the Grateful Dead of the UK. That was House Without Windows, originally released on their self-titled LP from 1969. Got that off a 2021 reissue of that album on the Trading Places label. Essentially formed out of the ashes of The Action after singer Reg King left. Definitely taking a cue from those California psych bands. Starting off that second set of music out of Cardiff, Wales was Universe. The song was Twilight Winter, the lead-off track off their 1971 lone self-titled LP. Got that off a reissue put out by the great Ancient Greece Records label a little bit earlier this year. They recorded that one while on tour in Norway, and it only got a release in that country. Never saw a proper release in their native UK for some unjust reason. And that's just about it for tonight's Hard Stuff program. Thanks so much for joining me. Always and truly appreciated, as I tell you every week, and every week it is truly appreciated. I'll have one more for you before we call it a night here on tonight's program. But before we get to that, your weekly reminder to keep your streams locked in for the rest of the Super Tuesday lineup. That's going to continue on at 7 p.m. with the Kick Out the Jams program hosted by Joey D. Following Joey at 8 p.m., it's Strong Style Chris Crash. He takes you to the 9 o'clock hour, and then closing out the evening here on Rock and Soul Radio from 9 to 11, it's the What's Happening program hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. For tonight's final song, we're going to go back to the U.S. and back to California, and we're going to hear what is probably, arguably, maybe the greatest band to come out of the late 60s San Francisco scene. We're going to hear one from Moby Grape. We're going to hear one off their first album. And we're going to hear the mono mix of the track Indifference. Once again, this has been Hard Stuff. I've been Frank and Queens. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday, with another installment of the Hard Stuff program. Until then, hope you have a great rest of the week. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. If you're in the U.S., happy Thanksgiving. And we'll see you soon.
Difference in the day has made. people hear more and more music on
WFMU.
Music,
that's our middle name.
Music.
Joey D.
Kick out the jams with Joey D.